弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace you, brothers and sisters.
我今天来还债的。
Today I'm coming to pay the debt from last week.
上个礼拜试着讲到，结果我不到一分钟就下台了。
Last Sunday I tried to preach, but I couldn't hold along for even 1 minute.
这是我这一辈子从来没有发生的事情。
It has never happened to me in my life.
我在中国培训的时候生病，他们说于老师你生病坐着都得讲哈。
When I was giving training in China, they even asked me to preach while I was sick. I could sit down and preach.
所以他说你回到美国再好好休息。结果那次回来发烧了30多天，把我医生吓死了。
That time, they said, still preach to us even when you're sick, and then when you go back to America, you could rest.
上个礼拜是我第
after I came back, I had fever for 30 days.
是我第一次怎么讲都讲不出声音来。
But last Sunday was the first time that no matter how hard I tried, could not have voice.
那今天早上是我过去十几天第一天早晨起来没有发烧的哈，感谢神。
And today, this morning was the first morning in the past 10 more days that I did not have fever.
谢谢你们为我们的祷告。那于师母比我更惨，她病得比我更重，比我时间更久。
Thank you for praying for me, and then actually Pastor Nancy is even more sicker.
我也知道很多人都在生病，我们彼此祷告。
I know that a lot of us are sick, so let us pray to each other.
我想碰到这种季节，我们都在主的面前，真的要祷告。
We really have to pray for our health and healing in this season.
那个上个礼拜本来要讲一个题目，但是因为 Fuse 的人都不在啊。
Actually, I was going to preach this topic last Sunday, but then a lot of people were gone to Fuse.
100多个年轻人，那我想主有意识要叫你们也要听，尤其今天英文组的弟兄姊妹也在这。
Yeah, probably the Lord wanted you guys to hear the message also because there were like over 100 young people.
他们知道今天9点半要关门吗 ？Do they know 9:30 we will shut the door?
To the English speaking brothers and sisters now?
It's not as many as before. Anyway, 我想今天这篇信息其实对我们每一个人都非常非常重要。
We all know that this message is very, very important to all of us.
因为你去读整个以色列的历史，包括新约教会的历史，包括每一个人属灵生命的历史，都跟偶像发生关系。
Because if we study the history in the Old Testament, the New Testament, andEven individuals, they all have something to do with idols.
整个以色列国家能够被神从万民中招出来，成为神的选民。
Because the entire nation of Israel was called out by God to be God's treasured people.
他们整个国家亡国的原因就是因为拜偶像。
Yeah, the entire nation was destroyed because of their idolatry.
他们最骄傲的一件事情就是神是他们的神，他是神的选民。
What is the thing that they're most proud of is that God, the Lord is their God, and they are God's chosen people.
而他们亡国的原因，或是历史历代以来遭受神管教审判，主要的原因居然是拜偶像。
But yet the reason for their nation's destruction and also God's discipline was idolatry.
你看，整个以色列存在国家哈，从扫罗立国到以色列亡国，不过465年。
The entire nation started from King Saul until the total destruction, but only 400 years.
400多年，神宁可让这个国家灭亡。
In 400 years, God was even willing to destroy the nation.
是全地上唯一被称为神选民的国家，400多年，神让他亡国。
This nation, the only nation on earth that God could call His own, but yet He was willing for the nation to be destroyed.
就是因为拜偶像的事情，那么深的得罪神。
Simply because their idolatry so.Offended God.
教会历史现在已经2000年。
And now church has been existing for 2,000 years.
虽然外面不能够有像以色列国那么样子刻骨铭心的叫一个国家灭亡来显明神的愤怒。
Even though outwardly church cannot be destroyed like the nation of Israel to show God's anger and wrath.
但是在这2000多年里面，你就看见整个教会历史。你读的时候，心里面真的是感慨万千。
But yet, if you study the history of church, then you will really have a lot of sorrow.
一直有偶像出现来替代神。
Because idols keep on appearing to replace God.
从不要讲教皇哈，不要讲教皇。今天连在普遍的基督教的教会里面，我们有这么多神以外的东西来代替神。
Oh, we're not even talking about Pope. But even in Christian churches, there are so many things to replace God.
所以当我在这里预备信息的时候，我上次说过，我列了十个题目，觉得至少这些方面神都可以修剪我们。
As I mentioned to you, I have listed 10 messages, 10 topics that God can prune us.
我上个礼拜被去掉了一个，所以我只剩下这个可以讲，我就要出外了。
But then, I didn't preach last Sunday, and then I'm gonna go on mission trip pretty soon.
那于师母问我说：“你为什么挑这个题目？”
And Pastor Nancy asked me, "Why do you pick this topic?"
哎，这么多的题目里面，你的负担到底在哪里
？So among all these topics, what is your burden?
六姊妹，你知道我们这个人或是教会里面，我们有很多的软弱，很多的毛病，很多的缺点。
We know that us individuals as well as our church, we have a lot of weaknesses and troubles.
但是拜偶像却是根，你知道吗
？But yet the root is idolatry.
我们每一个人身上都有很多的毛病，我们懒啊，我们脏啊，我们慢啊，我们脾气躁了，我们都有很多毛病。
Yes, we all have a lot of weaknesses. Like we're slow, we're lazy, we're messy. We have a lot of weaknesses.
但是没有一个东西能够像偶像的存在这样子的惹神记恨。
But none of this.Can arouse God's jealousy and anger as idolatry.
圣经上用夫妻的关系来形容神跟我们的关系。
The scripture, the Bible describes our relationship with God just like husband and wife.
在新约里面用新郎新妇来形容基督和教会的关系。
In the New Testament, the book of New Testament describes the relationship with Christ and church is like bride and the groom.
而整个以色列神百姓拜偶像的事情，圣经上称它为属灵的淫乱。
And the Bible called idolatry in the Old Testament as spiritual adultery.
我相信夫妻中间的关系，我们都有缺点，都有难处，都有不成熟的地方，没有一个比犯淫乱更伤害彼此了。
We all know that in the relationship between husband and wife, nothing hurts the marriage more.Than idolatry.
所以圣经上称神是一个忌邪的神，这是中文的翻译，英文就是 God of jealousy.
So the Bible calls God our God, God of jealousy.
他是一个嫉妒的神。
He is a God of jealousy.
他不能够容许这么纯净的爱，而他全新的爱被我们这样子的玷污，被我们这样子的糟蹋。
He simply cannot tolerate or bear this pure love for us and with us be defiled.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们为什么今天要讲偶像？因为这实在是我们里面很严重的一个问题。
Why do we talk about idolatry? Because this is such a serious issue.
我们可能不见得认为自己有拜偶像。
We might not feel that we are worshiping idols.
因为我们家里面没有摆任何的东西。
Because we are not placing any idols or images in our house.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道圣经里面讲到偶像的时候，它不是只是指的外面的偶像。
But we have to know that the scripture when it talks about idol, it does not merely refer to the outward idols or images.
其实也是就是我们今天诗篇十六篇背诵的经文哈，凡是以别神，这是中文的翻译，就是以别的，以任何别的来替代神的。
Actually, like in the scripture, Psalm 16 verse 4, the memory verse, if anyone hastens after another god or anything else.
他的愁苦就一定加增。
And their sorrow shall be multiplied.
你要知道你自己里面有没有神吗？有没有别的神吗？
Do we know if we have other gods in our hearts?
你就看看你自己活得怎么样。
Just look at the way we live.
还不光是从我的愁苦加增，表明我有偶像，那其实是已经很严重了。
If we feel that our sorrows are multiplying, it's already very serious that there are idols in our hearts.
在神的心中，任何人事物，看得见的、看不见的，只要能够取代的神在我们中间那独一超越绝对的地位的，都叫偶像。
In God's eyes, if anyone, anything that can replace God's unmatched supremacy in our hearts.They are called idols.
好，所以你不用看我的讲义，我讲义只是随便举个例子，我就举了十个哈。那你们自己大家现在不要看，你们觉得有哪些东西可能会成为我们的偶像
？Let's not look at the outline, but can you name something that can be our idols?
大声一点，中文、英文都可以。
Anything? Can you name anything that could become our idols?
儿女，还有呢
？Children.
Work. Okay. 还有呢？
Money,
还有呢
money, ？Yeah, work.
就三个。
Only three.
地位。
Positions or
欲望。
欲望。
Lust.
Power. 等他摔碎他哈。
Okay, smash your phones.
Habit.
Games.
Game. Okay. 很多对不对
？Yes, a lot.
真的很多。其实你讲，而且他的偶像跟我的偶像不见得一样的。
We might not have the same idols.
就是到底什么东西在我身上有捆绑的力量，有破坏的力量。让我跟神之间不能够维持那个纯净的关系。
Anything that has power over us to control us, to destroy us, so and then to destroy our relationship with God, that is idol.
你们不要以为我太夸大哈，我随便举一个例子就好了。
Please do not feel that I'm exaggerating. I'll just give you some examples.
像腓立比书第三章啊。
Like Philippians chapter 3.
那你在形容有一般人的时候，十八十九节，他说有一些人是基督十架的仇敌。
In verses 18 and 19 in Philippians 3, it describes a group of people. They are the enemies of the Christ of God.
他说的他们的结局就是沉沦。
And then whose end is destruction?
然后底下说到他们的肚腹就是自己的神。
And their God is their belly.
你有没有办法想到说，不管你的 belly 或者你的 stomach 会成为你的神。
Have you ever thought that your belly, your stomach can become your God?
所以你不要以为我刚才讲那些 无形的偶像是夸大。保罗连你的这个肚子都可以成为你的神。
So please do not think that when I mention there's some invisible idols, that is too much of exaggeration.
专以地上的事为念，这都是因为有偶像进来。
And Paul says those people.Whose God is the belly? They set their minds on earthly things because there is idol in their heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在这里很客观的哈，我也很希望大家我们一起都在主面前很认真的来看这个问题啊。
I hope that we can be objective and very serious to face this issue.
从早上到晚上
，from morning to evening,
多少的时间我们所想的，我们时间所花的是地上的事情。
So how much time from morning to evening?That we set our mind and our hearts on earthly things.
或者我反过来问，更容易明白。
Or maybe to put it in another way.
到底从早晨到晚上，有多少的时间，我们的心怀意念，我们的时间是花在属天的永恒的事情。
So from morning to evening, how much time do we spend on heavenly things?
那你不要说我是你因为传道人，你全时间有的是时间，你不要这样讲哈。我也上过班的人。
Oh, please do not think that. Oh, because you're a full-time minister, then you can spend more time on God's things. But actually, I used to work before too.
那我就问你，所有可使用的时间哈，去掉你的睡觉，去掉你的上班，所有其他可使用的时间里面，有百分之多少我们是用在属天的追求？让我的生活，让我的事情有价值。
Okay, maybe just considering your free time out of your take out of your sleep time and your work time, how much of it is spent on heavenly things?
然后在这些属地的使用里面，哪一件事情占了你最多的时间
？And among the things that you spend time, the earthly things, which one?That requires the most.
最容易捆绑我们，最容易个抓住我们啊。
And that is the thing that can easily bind us and seize us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望让弟兄姊妹知道，我今天讲这个题目一点没有任何的要定罪任何人的意见，因为我是觉得这是神这么在乎的事，我们需要来看它。
So please bear with me and understand that I'm not here to.Blame or to accuse or condemn, but this is something that God is really serious about.
我也希望在座的每一个人，包括你，包括你的孩子，你子子孙孙，我们都能够在神面前被神悦纳。
And I hope every one of us, including your children and your grandchildren, that everyone can be pleasing to God.
因为你去读整个以色列的历史。
Because if you study the history of Israel,
几乎你可以说好像是神在他们中间的历史，你也可以说是偶像在他们中间的历史。
You can say that is the history that God is with them, or you can say the history that idols were with them.
神立了十诫。
Because God has given them 10 commandments.
你觉得这么伟大、这么圣洁的神，难道对神对人只有十个要求吗
？This great God, this immensely great God, Does he only have 10 requirements for man?
他把它简化、简化、简化，变成十个。
Because he kept simplifying all the commandments down to 10.
而在这十个里面的第一个。
And then among the
甚至包括第二个都跟拜偶像发生关系。
And among the ten, the first one or even the second one have to do with idols.
啊，就除了我以外，你不可以有别的神，这是神第一条的要求。
Apart from me, you cannot have other gods, and that is the first, the foremost commandments.
而第二个要求就是你们不可以去为自己去雕刻偶像。
And then the second commandment, you shall not make you for yourself a carved image.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现整个以色列历史，整个教会的历史，就在这两件事情上一直失败，一直失败，一直失败。到今天，在你我的身上，这两个东西都还是常常存在的。
And the entire history of Israel can pretty much sum up to the failures to these two commandments. And these failures keep repeating also in our lives.
在整个以色列的历史里面，神每一次的管教。都跟偶像几乎发生关系。
And throughout the history of Israel, every single time when God disciplined has to do with idols.
任何一个王被神称许、被神祝福，都是因为他废除国家的偶像。
If any king that is blessed or being commended by God is because he destroyed idols for the nation.
以色列北国一共有十九个王。
The Northern Kingdom had 19 kings.
十九个王全部得罪神，因为拜金牛犊。
And all of them, every single one of them, sinned against God because they worshipped the golden calf.
请你们注意哈，他们拜金牛犊的时候，没有说这是埃及的神，我们来拜他。
Please pay attention. When they worshipped the golden calf, they did not claim that this is the God of Egypt. Let us worship him.
他们造金牛犊的时候说，这就是领你们出埃及的耶和华。他们仍然是在拜神。
Because when they made the golden calf, they actually claimed that this is the God that led you out of Egypt. So they thought they were worshipping the Lord.
但是他们就是要造出来一个看得到的、摸得着的，人可以感受到的东西。
But yet they needed something that is tangible and visible, so that they can touch and feel.
这次神连这个神都记恨的，神不容许你用任何方式来这里跪拜。
Even this is a sin against God because God does not want us to worship any visible images.
今天在宗教里面，在基督教里面，一大堆金牛犊。
Today.In Christianity, in the churches, there are a lot of golden calves.
有的人一定要摸着十字架才能祷告。
Some people have to touch their cross in order to pray.
有的人一定要在什么样子的情形里面才能侍奉神？弟兄姊妹，这都是外面的。
And some have to serve God in certain circumstances. These are all our things.
一定要听谁讲到我才里面愿意来？这都是偶像。
Or they have to listen to certain preachers. These are all idols.
一定要怎样的音乐我才能够敬拜？
Only,
都是偶像。
I can only worship with certain music. That is also an idol.
神是个灵，拜他的要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Because God is a spirit, anyone who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
不仅仅不可以有别的神，连任何要替代神的东西都不容许存在的。
Not only that, we're not allowed to have any other gods, but anything to replace God should not exist.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常严肃的事情哈。整个教会的历史都是这个样子。
This is so serious, and then it happens over and over throughout the history of church.
我很早以前，大概40年前，我就读到一个见证，有一个弟兄很被主感动，要出来全时间服侍主。
About 40 years ago, I read the testimony of a brother who was very moved to.Go to full-time ministry.
但是在他里面就突然出来一个意念，他说我不要累着教会，我先赚够钱，我出来全时间。
But yet, all of a sudden, he had this thought that he did not want to become a burden for the church. He thought maybe I'll make enough money, then I can become full-time ministry.
他说我只要赚200万，那是台币啊，200万，完了以后我就出来服侍主。200万，40年前不得了的事情。
So maybe after I get 2 million.NT, Taiwanese dollars, then I can become full-time minister.
神不要一个200万的富翁来跟随他。
God does not call, God does not care about a multimillionaire to follow him.
他找到这个理由，他就出去做生意，就去赚钱，到现在没有回来。
And then with this excuse, he went on to do business, and until this day, he has not returned.
他可能赚的钱2亿都不止了。
He probably had $200 million already.
值得吗？
Is it worth it?
弟兄姊妹，神因为爱的缘故，神要摧毁我们的偶像。
Dear brothers and sisters, because of His love, He wants to destroy our idols.
如果神不来对付我们的偶像，任凭我们的话，弟兄姊妹，我们这一生就这样子，非常可怜，以羞辱为荣耀。
If God does not deal with our idols, then our life could be very miserable and pitiful, like these people.Their glory is actually their shame.
你赚再多钱，拿再高的学位，你得到再多的掌声 ，So what?
So what if you have a lot of money, you have a lot of men's praises, and also degrees?
我另外一个也是，我将近四十年前，我一算已经四十年了。我在读大学的时候
，When I was still in college about 40 years ago，
有一次我到我们附近的教会，附近的教会去参加聚会，我就去过那么一次。
And once I visited a church which I only visited once。
那天晚上有一个我那个时候才二十岁，他这个。大概五六十岁的一个妈妈站起来做见证。
There was a middle-aged mom. She stood up and gave a testimony.
带着眼泪做见证。
And she gave a testimony with tears.
她说：“我的儿子几个月前晚上回家的路上被别人杀掉了。”
That my son was killed a couple months ago on the way home at night.
她说：“在他被杀的前一个礼拜。”使得圣灵光照我，责备我说：“你爱儿子过于爱我。”
Before a week before my son's death, the Holy Spirit rebuked me that you love your son more than you love me.
我当时也只觉得是主的一个责备，我没想到有这么可怕的事情发生。
I knew it was a rebuke from the Lord, but I did not know it would bring such serious consequence.
当我们听了，我们都很难过，对不对
？We all felt very sad when we heard the story.
我是决定会反对，我甚至会生气。如果有人发生这件事情，你跑去跟他说，因为你爱你的儿子过于爱神。
I'm totally against it. If this happened to someone, and then you go and tell the person, this happened because you love your son more than you love God.
除非你是先知，是神打发你去。
Unless you are a prophet sent by God.
不然我们没有任何一个人有资格这样子去 judge 别人。
Otherwise, none of us have this right or qualified to rebuke someone.
不能在别人痛苦的时候落井下石啊。
We should not attack people during their sorrowful times.
但是这是这个母亲她亲自起来做的见证，而她那天见证感动很多人。
But yet, this mother stood up and gave the testimony herself, and her testimony touched a lot of people.
她劝弟兄姊妹，劝所有的父母们，要把心中的偶像在神面前对付。
So she exhorted all brothers and sisters and parents to deal with their idols in their hearts.
我刚刚问你们说，我们的偶像是什么？我没想到国华第一个回答儿女。弟兄姊妹，一般人不喜欢承认，我们最爱的人会是偶像。
I was surprised that Brother Robin would say.Our children is our idol because most of us would not like to admit.
我们不愿意承认我们的配偶、我们的孩子、我们的父母、我们的什么敬仰的英雄会是偶像。
We would not like to admit that our children, our parents, or our spouses, or someone we admire to be our idols.
但是弟兄姊妹，任何东西只要取代了神，你知道这个东西一定叫我们愁苦，一定叫我们得罪神。
But anyone or anything that takes the place of God will cause us sorrow and sorrow multiplied.
我们的愁苦是神警告我们的一个提醒。
Because the sorrow is actually a warning and reminder from God.
一定已经有别的东西取代了神，所以你现在愁苦。
It's because there's something that's taking place of God in your heart. That is why you're feeling sorrowful.
如果我们不认真起来对付这个偶像的话，早晚有一天神要来打碎它。
Because if you do not rise up and seriously face this issue, sooner or later, God's going to destroy.
我自己吃过太多的苦头。
Because I have suffered so much.
有时候我以为我在乎的东西是属灵的，没想到当神打碎的时候，我才知道神为什么要打碎它。
Oftentimes, I feel the things that I care about is actually spiritual. But until after God destroys or smashes it, then I understand.
可能是一个属灵的前辈，可能是一件属灵的事情。
Maybe it's a spiritual giant or some spiritual thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，任何东西，只要取代神，在神的心中都是偶像。
But anything, anyone that takes the place of God in our hearts is an idol.
所以我今天的主题不是在讲对付偶像，而是说借着偶像被对付，我们来经历被神的修理。
So the main purpose today is not to talk about dealing with idols, but through dealing with idols that we experience being pruned by God.
当我们的偶像，当我们这个根的问题被神洁净的时候，你发现你整个生活，属灵的生活跟神的关系，一下子进到一个新的自由和释放里面。
Because when this root cause being exposed and dealt with by God, all of a sudden we enter into another level of freedom worshiping God.
就像你今天发烧。这个问题并不是只是出在皮肤，是出在身体出问题了。
For example, if you have a temperature today, you have a fever, the problem is not on your skin, but something internal.
今天我 头痛，问题不是头，你不能把头啃掉。
So if I have a headache, the problem is not my head. You can't just chop off your head.
那如果问题发生在别的地方
？Because the issue, the root cause might be somewhere else.
就我们要找到根的问题。
So we have to find the root cause.
那今天我们很多的愁苦，我们跟神问题。这个关系亲不起来，我们属灵生命停止成长，弟兄姊妹，它的 root cause 是因为在我们里面，在我们心中 deep down 我们有偶像。
So today, if we suffering from lacking intimacy with God or our spiritual life is stagnant, probably most likely is because we have an idol in our hearts.
我不晓得我们是不是应该停下来，你自己问问看。
Maybe we should pause.
主啊，光照我，到底什么是我的偶像
？Maybe we should pause right now and.That is all. Ask God, Lord, what is the idol in my heart?
什么东西是让我这个人今天不能自由的
？So what is the thing that hinder me from being free?
什么东西是我这个人最容易被搅扰、被摸着的
？What is the thing that can easily bother me and irritate me?
什么东西是我这个人最容易被捆绑而不能得到自由的
？What is that thing that can easily bind me and take away my freedom?
当你没有试着去放的时候，你不知道它捆绑住你了。
Because if we do not try to be free, then we don't know that we are in bondage.
就像在我做过见证，在我蒙召之前，我那时候最后一次换工作，从公司拿了一笔累积没有用的这个假期，拿了一笔钱。
So I shared with you before I went into full-time ministry. That was my last job. Before I quit job, I actually accumulated some vacation days.
我第一个就想到说，将来要服侍主了，留下来为了孩子将来教育基金什么钱啊
？So my first thought is that okay, now I'm gonna go into full-time ministry. Maybe I should save up my vacation days, and that could be.My education fund for my children.
没想到神感动我，叫我全部 100% 奉献。我跟神说 ，How can that be？ 我怎么可能
？But then, to my surprise, the Lord moved me to offer up my vacation time, converted to money, all to God, and I was so dumbfounded.
那我跟神讨价还价，从20%、10%是一定会的，20%、30%、50%、80%，神都不讲话。
So I tried to negotiate with God.Maybe 20%, 30%, 50%, even to 80%, but God was silent.
因为所有有经历的人都知道，神从来不negotiate，神从来不跟我们谈判。
All of us who have experiences know that God never negotiate with us.
他讲完他就安静，等着你顺服。
Because after he speaks, he just remains silent until you obey.
要不要顺服是你的事情。
It's up to you whether you want to obey.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？当我到最后跟神祷告，我说：“主，你要让我顺服的甘心，不要这样不甘心。”
But then, up to the end, eventually, I prayed, "Lord, please help me to obey you cheerfully, not like this."
要基督上祭坛，像羊被拆到、被牵到宰杀之地，那样安静无声，不是像猪又喊又叫的哈。
Because when Christ was led to the cross, he was like a sheep.Being led to the slaughterhouse, he was silent, not like a swine screeching.
这次弟兄们也都告诉过我们，杀羊跟杀猪完全不一样。
So our brothers have told us it's so different when you slaughter a lamb from slaughter a pig.
那个羊完全不反抗，躺在那里看着你，让你切它喉咙，它完全不。
Because the sheep will just lie there silently looking at you until you slay.
猪从你去找它，就一路喊叫喊叫，全天下都知道它要受苦。
But then, if you try to slaughter a pig, then the moment you find the pig, he started screaming.
当我在那里祷告的时候，我才发现，不知不觉钱在我身上居然有力量。
So as I was praying, then I realized that before I knew it, money has power on me.
当我完全顺服的时候，你知道那个喜乐，那个自由。然后在主面前觉得亏欠，不配。
After I completely surrender and obey, I enjoy such great freedom and joy, and I felt I was so unworthy.
你以为你是个不骄傲的人
？Maybe you feel that you are not a prideful person.
主就让你连续几次受挫，被人羞辱或是挫折，然后你才发现原来我这么在乎面子。
Then the Lord will allow you to go through frustrations and the rebukes or slandering of men. Then you realize that you really care about your faith.
很多时候我们在其中已被捆绑，已陷入其中，我们自己不知道。
A lot of times we are in bondage and yet we do not know.
等到事情发生的时候，我们才知道原来我们脱离不了它。
until something happened, then you realize that you cannot let it go.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里时间的关系，我们很快的交通好。我们要怎么样子来很认真的面对我们的偶像
？So how do we deal with our idol seriously?
我们已经讲过了，北国十九个国家都离不开黎巴的儿子耶罗波安叫百姓所犯的那罪。
As I said, throughout the Northern Kingdom history, all 19 kings, they did not depart from the sin that Jeroboam has caused them to sin.
刚开始圣经还说不离开黎巴的儿子耶罗波安叫百姓去拜金牛犊的罪，到后面根本不讲了，就讲那罪。
At first, the scripture would say that they did not depart from idolatry, and then toward the end, it just says that sin.
你发现偶像可以在人的身上有一个持续的力量，十九个朝代没有一个王得胜。
Then we realize that there's power. The idol can have a lasting power on someone throughout 19 kings. None of them could overcome.
南国是犹大国，是大卫家，是神所拣选的。二十个王里面，只有八个是好王。
And among the southern kingdom, the kingdom that God has chosen, among 20 kings, only eight.Were good kings.
这八个王在他们身上都有一个特点，就是起来对付偶像。
And all of the eight good kings, they rose up and deal with idols.
所以你去读历史，你可以知道他们可能父亲祖父是很坏的王，但是到了儿子的时候，突然起来废除偶像，在神面前蒙福。
For those good kings, their grandfather or their fathers could be bad kings, but then they rose up and be blessed by God.
他们可能好了一代，好了两代，又堕落了，偶像又进来了。
But maybe they stay godly and pure for one or two generations, then the idols will creep in again.
所以你读以色列历史的时候，你会心里面有一个沉痛：为什么偶像这种消极的反面的力量有持续的能力捆绑人？
So when you study the history of Israel, then you wonder and then you grieve why idols, these negative forces, have such strong power ever and then also lasting power.
而所有属灵的复兴却没有持续的能力，偶像永远有回头的力量。
And yet, spiritual revival somehow could not last. The idols always found ways to come back.
二十个王只有八个是好王。
Among 20 kings, only 8 of them were good.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道好了一阵子又坏了，好了一阵子又坏了。
Somehow they could stay revived for a while, only a while.
而在教会的复兴历史上也是这样，每一次的复兴几乎都不能拖长太久。
And also throughout the history of church, all revival somehow could not last very long.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道这是一场属灵的征战哈。
We have to know that this is a spiritual battle.
如果连以色列国这样子，教会历史这样子，我们今天个人都需要在主的面前警醒呢。
If the history of Israel and the history of church are like this, then we all have to be very watchful.
因为偶像会用各样的方式回来，来捆绑我们，来辖制我们，来破坏我们。
Because the idol will always find ways to come back to bind us and to destroy us.
所以我们第一件事情要在主面前借着圣灵的光照找出自己的偶像来。
So the first thing we have to do is by the light of the Holy Spirit, we have to identify our idols.
我还要插出去讲，如果你家里面有形的偶像，请你立刻废掉。
At this moment, let us pause. If you have some visible idols in your home, some images, please remove and destroy them right away.
不要给仇敌留下了破坏你家庭的管道。
Please do not give the enemy a channel to destroy your family.
我们看过太多太多的例子了。
We have seen so many examples.
你身上带的那种从庙里面取的符牌，常常整夜被 nightmare， 被那种恐惧恶魔这样子来搅扰。
If you have some things related to idol that you brought back from the temples, it can cause the enemy to bother you at night time.
我们为他祷告，为他烧掉了以后，从那天以后再也没事了。
So we have prayed and removed that thing, and then since then they could sleep.
我在美国读研究所的时候，有一个弟兄，他是很爱主的一个弟兄。
So when I was at grad school, there was a brother who loved the Lord very much.
他有一次做见证，他说他出国的时候，临上飞机前一天，朋友来看他，送了他一个电毯，一个毛毯。
And then he gave a testimony that before he left for America, a friend came to give him a blanket.
他说根本来不及看，带着就走了。
And then, so he did not take a look at the blanket. He just took it with him.
到了美国安定下来以后，有一天晚上睡觉比较凉，他就加在那个毯子睡觉。
And after he arrived in America, one night it was chilly, so he just covered with the blanket.
他说他从他睡觉开始，他就整夜噩梦，有一种黑暗的权势压在他身上，他不能明白。
The moment he fell asleep, he He had all kinds of nightmares, and then he felt this presence of the evil force. He couldn't understand.
但这个弟兄从小在教会长大的，他非常老练，他马上爬起来，打开灯了。
So this brother grew up at church, so he was very mature. Immediately he got up and turned on the lights.
他就这样看他整个毯子，他发现整个毯子是一个暗花雕的一条大龙。
So then he looked at the blanket. The blanket has this print, a large dragon.On the print,
他在拿了它，他就到外面去丢到垃圾桶去了。
So immediately he tossed the blanket in the trash.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要以为这些东西是小事，是外面的身外之物。
Please do not take these things lightly.
啊，圣经上已经说过，不可以仿照任何东西去雕刻。
Because the Bible already tells us, do not make yourself or carve any images.
启示录说的大龙就是古蛇，就是从前诱惑亚当的，到底是不是中国人画的龙？很多人就争辩，觉得那个龙跟这个龙不一样，那是西方的龙，中国是中国的龙啊。
And then in the book of Revelation, it says this dragon, the old snake, is actually the one that tempted Adam and Eve. So some argue that that dragon is not the Chinese dragon. So there are a lot of arguments about it.
没有必要去 argue.
I don't think we need to argue.
你也不要去 argue 说今天来诱惑我的撒旦是东方的撒旦哈，所以这个美国人听不懂。
And then we're not saying that that Satan the tempter is actually the Chinese dragon and the Americans don't understand. There's no need to argue about this.
我们宁可在主的面前很认真的去对付他。
But we'd rather be very serious about it and deal with it.
这个是外面的，但是心里面的偶像我们更都要晓得。
So these are the external, the outward idols, and now we have to deal with our inward.
所以我在这里特别用西西家的榜样，他打碎了摩西那个时候所造的铜蛇。
So I gave an example of the king Hezekiah. At that time, he broke into pieces the serpent that Moses made.
那看起来这么好，这么重要的一件事情。
Something that is very good and important to them.
因为圣经上告诉我们，那个时候百姓在向铜蛇烧香。
Because at that.The Bible says during that time, the Hezekiah time, people were actually burning incense to the serpent.
你知道这个铜蛇对他们多重要吗？
Do you know how important this bronze serpent to Israel?
因为将近700年以前在旷野，火蛇进到神百姓中间咬他们，咬到的就死哈。
Because about 700 years before this, there was actually fiery serpents.Getting to the among the people, and whoever got bitten would die.
是非常毒的蛇，咬到的全部都死的。
Because those fiery serpents were really poisonous. Anyone who got bitten would die.
当他们认罪的时候，神叫摩西借着亚伦立起一根铜蛇，在整个几百万根中间只立了一个铜蛇。
And then after they confess and cry out to the Lord commanded Moses to build a bronze serpent for all.
所有被咬的只要。一望铜蛇就活了。
Anyone got bitten by the fiery serpent, as long as they look upon this bronze serpent, they will survive.
所以你咬得再严重，病得再痛苦，你爬都要爬出去，望他一眼，你的病就好了。
So no matter how serious you were wounded or you're dying, so just crawl out of your tent and look upon the bronze serpent, you will be healed.
我跟你讲，今天这个铜蛇如果是在中国的话，千万人都在向他下拜。
If today there's such a bronze serpent in China, I believe millions will come and worship it.
怎么可能有这么神奇的事情？
How could it be so miraculous?
而这件事情是神立的。
And this is something that God ordained.
天上人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救，要我们仰望那位被挂起来的。
Because there's no other name in heaven and on earth that we can be saved, that we have to look upon the one that's hung there.
你看七百年来是没有人敢去动这件事情。
So for 700 years, no one dared to touch that serpent.
而西西家起来的时候，他能够这么勇敢地把铜蛇打碎掉。
But yet when King Hezekiah arose, he was so courageous that he smashed this bronze serpent into pieces.
没有任何东西，再好的祝福，再属灵的历史，不能够来取代独一真神。
There's no one, nothing, even the best spiritual heritage can replace the true God.
如果连这么好的东西都叫偶像，弟兄姊妹，今天你我里面有多少的东西是偶像？
If something that is so good can be an idol, then brothers and sisters, how many idols do we have in our hearts?
我们要很谦卑。
We need to be humble.
要非常非常的谦卑，求圣灵光照我们。
Be very, very humble and ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
第二个，我们靠着圣灵的帮助来除灭一切的偶像。
Secondly, through the help of the Holy Spirit, let us destroy our idols.
我没有时间去读列王记这个约西亚王的榜样，他是全国全面性的清除。
We have no time to go over the history of King Hosea. Josiah because he comprehensively and nationwide cleansed the idols.
弟兄姊妹，连马拉西这些亚哈斯这些在圣殿里面，在内殿里面都建了偶像的祭坛。
Because even the previous kings, they have built idols in the holy temple.
他全部打碎，而且是全国性的。北国早就灭亡了，他还是到北国。到伯特利到撒玛利亚去废除偶像弟兄姊妹这个王了不起啊
So this is such a great king that not only that he would destroy the idols in the holy temple even in south kingdom even go to the north kingdom to destroy the idols
而且他除了耶路撒冷城外连所罗门当初留下来的偶像祭坛他全部废掉
And he went outside of Jerusalem even destroyed the altars left from King Solomon
也是四百年的时间
That was 400 years ago.
这些东西在那边围着神的百姓几百年没有人去碰它。
Because those things existed in the kingdom for 400 years, no one there to touch them.
弟兄姊妹，当约西亚起来除灭的时候，他是全面性的除。
When King Josiah cleansed the idols, he cleansed it nationwide, comprehensively.
因为我们不晓得什么东西会留在我们中间，我们忽略了它，但是它却存在的。
So sometimes we leave something around. And then we ignore them, but they exist.
上个礼拜在 Fuse 有一对弟兄姊妹很可爱哈，因为他们公开做见证，所以我分享他们的见证啊。
So last weekend at Fuse Camp, there was a couple gave a testimony, and I went to share with them.
有一个姊妹说她自己想要去美容啊，去隆鼻。
A sister shared that she was thinking about getting a plastic surgery on her nose.
她觉得她两个眼睛离鼻子稍微远了一点，想把鼻子弄高一点。
She felt that her eyes are too far apart, and she wanted to move the nose higher.
她先生不答应。
And her husband would not agree.
她就争啊，要她你不要，我也要去啊，反正就是坚持。
And then, so she kept arguing, and said, even if you don't agree, I'm still gonna go.
她甚至觉得先生不爱她，为了她都不舍不得花这个钱。你知道，女人的情绪是越搞越复杂，像滚雪球一样。
And then she even felt that, oh, my husband must not love me because he didn't want to spend the money for me. All kinds of complicated emotions.
弟兄姊妹，你碰到一点这样子的挫折是好的，让我们被神来光照。
Brothers and sisters, these frustrations are actually good. We can be enlightened by the Lord.
这个姊妹很好的一件事情就是她每天读箴言哈，几号就读几号的箴言。
So this sister, she reads the book of Proverbs, following according to the day of the month.
今天是17号，就读第十七章。
So if this is the 17th day of the month, then she will read Proverbs 17.
她说那天正好是三十一号。
And that day it was the 31st.
她读到才德的妇人。
And then she read about the virtuous woman.
所以她读到三十一章三十节，她说艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的。
And then so she read that the beauty is fleeting, the beauty is fleeting and deceiving.
唯有敬畏耶和华是应当称赞的。她一读，她就圣灵好像开她的眼睛一样。
And only the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. All of a sudden, the scripture opened to her.
大家要不要一起读一遍
？Let us read together. Charm.
来念。
Charm is deceiving, and beauty is passing. Yet a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be blessed.
不错，我以为只有弟兄会读，姊妹们拒读啊。结果我发现都是姊妹们的声音。我们教会姊妹很属灵啊。
I'm glad the sisters are reading it. You're very spiritual.
她就读一下开她眼睛以后，她就觉得自己真愚昧。
So after the Lord opened her eyes, then she felt she was so foolish.
她再也不争了，那再也不要了。
She would not want that plastic surgery anymore.
指着弟兄，我说你没有夸奖她。
And so I asked her husband, "Did you praise her?"
她说弟兄说那天她跟我讲，我可乐了。
The husband says, "When she told me, I'm so happy."
所以好好帮助另外一半属灵哈。
Help your spouse to be spiritual.
别人去骂你说那是偶像，有时候我们不听的。
Sometimes people rebuke.You and then we are not willing to listen.
当圣灵真光照的时候，我们从心里面承认。
But yet, when the Holy Spirit shines His light on us, then we.
其实我这两天在想偶像的事，我其实心里面常常有一种说不出来的绞痛。绞痛。
These days, when I was contemplating on idols, I have this grief, this deep hurt in my heart.
从小基督徒家庭长大的，爸爸妈妈也敬虔，可是在我生命里面。就是不知不觉有这么多不同方式、不同时间出来的偶像。
Because I grew up in a church in a very godly family with godly parents, and yet, without my knowing it, the all kinds of idols just crept into my life.
然后去年我在中国正好讲以西结书，以西结书是把神百姓属灵的淫乱描写的非常 detail， 让人惨不忍睹的一卷书。
Last year in China, I was preaching on the book of Ezekiel. This book describes the idolatry of God's children in such detail. It was so painful to me.
圣经用那样子一个细微的笔法，就写出那种淫乱的那种卑贱，其实是在表达神心中的痛苦。
Actually, the scripture described this lowly, filthy adultery, spiritual adultery, to describe the pain and wrath of God.
所以我希望我们也不是随便听听哈，我们要很认真的去面对。如果我们真爱神的话，应该把神所嫉妒的那个为神除掉的。
So I hope that we will not take this message lightly. If we really love God, we should remove from our life.The thing that caused God jealousy and anger.
神没有不要我们爱妻子、爱丈夫、爱孩子，不要误会我的意思。
God never told us not to love our husband, wife, or children.
而是我们决定不能够把孩子、把配偶的地位放在神的前面。
But we can never place our children or spouse in a place higher than God.
我们可能会说我没有啊，我没有啊。
You might say, "Oh, I never done that. I never done
that." 可是很多时候，很事实上，我们不知不觉就有。我们看重配偶过于看重神。
But oftentimes, without us knowing it, we actually esteem our spouses higher than God.
我们在乎孩子过于在乎神。
Or we care about our children more than we care about God.
我们在乎我工作中的 performance， 在乎我老板对我的看法，过于在乎在教会。
And we care about our work performance more than what we do at church.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们需要神帮助我们啊。
May the Lord help us.
啊，第三个，我说过要防备他回头的力量。
Thirdly, we have to guard against their relapses.
每一个王好了一阵子又下去了。
Because the good king will be good for a while and then they will fall.
好了一阵子又下去了。
They stay good for a while and then they fall.
因为仇敌不肯甘心的。
Because the enemy will not let them go.
他用各样的方法，用各样的方法来破坏。其实他整个要破坏的是我们跟神的关系。
So the enemy tried all means to destroy. The ultimate purpose is to destroy our relationship with God.
用很多属灵的东西、属灵的事情来替代神的。
The enemy will even entice us to replace God with some spiritual things.
以前我就听过一个神的年长的姊妹讲，她说工作 ministry 侍奉常常是基督的情敌。
So once I heard an elderly sister say that.Ministry or our service oftentimes are actually like the enemy to God.
神绝对没有不叫我们侍奉，神要叫我们全时间侍奉，每一个人都应该全时间侍奉的。
Because God never asks us not to serve, we all ought to serve.
但是我们绝对不能够用 service 用工作来取代神自己。
But we can never replace God with ministry or service.
我们不能够用读经来取代神自己。
We cannot replace God with reading the Bible.
我们不能用背圣经来取代神自己。
We cannot replace God with memorizing the Bible.
我们不能够用别人给我的夸奖来取代神。
We cannot replace God with men's praises.
我们在乎别人怎么看我们服侍好不好，我忠不忠心，我爱不爱神，但是我们到底在不在乎我跟神的关系？
We care about what other people view my ministry and services, but do we care about God Himself?
第四个，防备他渗透的力量，不要给魔鬼留地步。
Fourth, guard against their infiltration. Do not give ground to the devil.
那弟兄姊妹，圣经上保罗劝告我们说要逃避拜偶像的事情，要 flee away, flee from.
So Paul actually exhorts us to flee from idolatry.
他告诉我们要自守，远避偶像。
So keep yourself from idols.
像以弗所书第五章第五节，他说有贪心的就跟拜偶像的是一样的。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5 says any covetous man is like an idolater.
所以你知道在历代志上十四章讲到大卫打非利士人。
And First Chronicles chapter 14, there's a story about David defeated Philip.Philistines.
那是一个大的得胜。
That was a great victory.
那非利士人逃的时候，连他们的偶像都来不及拿就逃了。神像。
When the Philistines fled, they did not even have time to carry with them their idols.
你知道这些军人会把神像带在身上，都是一个讨吉利的一个东西啊。
Because at that time, the soldiers like to carry their idols with them as a lucky charm.
一个保平安的东西，那都是很贵重的东西。
So they consider that a lucky charm very precious to the soldiers.
不仅仅很贵重，对他们也都是很重要的东西。
Not only it's expensive, it's also very important.
所以当他逃的时候，连这个都可以丢。
But yet the armies were fleeting, and then they even forget.
丢的满地都是他们的神像。
So the idols were just scattered on the battlefield.
所以当大卫来到这里的时候，他把 所有的这些神像收集在一起，全部用火烧掉。
So when David came, he gathered all the idols and burned them with fire.
我每次劝神的儿女们把家里面那些偶像的东西除掉的时候，他们都舍不得，因为是玉做的，因为是金子做的。
Every time when I encourage God's children to destroy the idols, they were not willing because they were made of gold or jade, very precious stones.
有人别人也可以跟大卫讲说，这些东西拿回去，我们好好把它重新化掉，重新做成什么东西来圣殿服事嘛。
Just like at that time, people could tell David, these idols were made of precious things. Maybe we can gather them and then smash and maybe melt them into something else.
大卫二话不说，所有的偶像聚在一起，全部烧掉。
But without second thoughts or words.David gathered all the idols and burned them with fire.
当雅各带着他的全家逃离拉班，要回这个迦南地的时候
，When Jacob brought his family to leave, to go back to Canaan.
你们都知道拉班出来追的时候很生气的一件事情。
And we all know that when his uncle came to chase after them, one thing that really angered him.
他觉得雅各把他的女儿都拿走了，财产都拿走了，那就算了，你居然把我家里的神像。就是我家中最重要的东西都偷走了。
He says, "It's okay that you took away my daughters and my grandchildren, but you even took away my God, the idol, which is the most important thing in my household."
表示雅各不知道，雅各说：“你去搜到谁，你把他杀掉。
”And Jacob did not know about it. It says, "Just search whoever was found with the idol. You could just kill her."
表示雅各不知道他最爱的妻子拉结偷偷藏了他。
How would Jacob know that his beloved wife actually hid the idol?
他最亲爱的女人，最爱的女人，偷偷藏了偶像，他不知道。
The woman that he loved the most dear to him,
she 不然他不敢讲这句话的。
Otherwise, he would not say this.
结果拉班没有收到，因为拉结用诡诈骗了他爸爸。他爸爸走了以后
，But Laban did not find the idol.
我相信雅各这个时候知道他的妻子带着神像。
I'm sure at that time Jacob knew.That his wife had idol.
所以到了事件准备要回伯特利的时候，他叫家人把所有的神像全部拿出来，全部埋在地底下。
So when they arrived to Shechem, he asked all the family to bring out idols and bury them there.
然后他才进迦南。
Then he went into Canaanite.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要在神的面前承受迦南，承受神给我们所有的应许，我们必须要埋葬所有的偶像。
Dear brothers and sisters, if today we are going to enter into the land of promise, then To receive blessings, we have to bury all of our idols.
我们一个都不要留下来。
Let us not to leave, spare even
one. 上个礼拜我不能讲，正好建勋提到那个亚哈斯，在大马士革看到一个神坛那么好，画的像送回来以后，祭司马上就造好了。
Last Sunday, Brother 建勋 mentioned that King Ahaz, he found an idol in the battlefield and then came back and then made another imitation.
所以他们在圣所里面有两个坛。不再是从前只有一个坛，单单为的耶和华。
So they made an imitation of the altar. So they actually two altars in the temple.
他们在新坛上献祭，在旧坛上求问耶和华。
So they offer their sacrifices on the new altar, the fake imitation, and then inquire the Lord from the old.
其实有一节圣经我没放在纲要上，我希望弟兄姊妹能够回家把它写下来。列王记下17:33，讲到当时在撒玛利亚那一带的。那些混居的人。
So there's another scripture. I didn't write it down. You can write it down. 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 33. So it talks about in Samaria.
他们又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉自己的神。列王记下17:33，对。
Yeah. The Israelites at that time, in Samaria, they fear the Lord and also they fear their own gods.
弟兄姊妹，这是脚踏两条船。
So these people, they are double-minded.
这就是耶稣在马太福音7说：“你们一个人不能侍奉两个主。”
This is exactly what the Lord Jesus was saying that you cannot serve two gods.
你不可能重看这个又爱那个的。
You cannot honor this one and despise the other.
你一定是重看这个轻看那个的。
You have to despise one and honor the other.
一个人不可能有两个主。
Because a person cannot have two masters.
但是有一个弟，就像有个弟兄讲，他说我们每一个人都有自己的主在侍奉。
As a brother says.We all have a master that we serve.
而我们在侍奉哪一个主
？But exactly which master we're serving?
从我们越来越像谁就可以看得出来。
It can can be identified because we will become more and more like the one.
因为我们会越来越像我们所侍奉的。
Because we will become more and more like the one we serve.
如果你真的是侍奉马门、侍奉钱财，你就发现这个人福气的很，这个俗气的很哈，只在乎钱。
If you are serving money, if gradually you will feel that this person is so
如果学问学位是你的主的话，你这个人就变得天天就是只在乎读书哈。
And if education or degree is your idol, then your care is studying.
你是一个很自私、注重享受的人，你就发现你这个天天生活里面都是娱乐，要这个要那个，要享受，要看这个，要出去玩，要度假。
If a person very selfish and indulging in entertainment, then you probably would just.Keep thinking about all kinds of entertainment and vacation ideas.
因为这么我们不可能又惧怕神，然后又去侍奉自己的神。
It's very possible that on one hand we fear God, and yet on the other hand we serve another man.
神不喜欢这样子的惧怕，神喜欢我们敬畏，同样是 fear.
But God does not like that kind of fear. But God wants us to revere, reverence fear.
因为在爱里面是不应该有惧怕的。
Because a perfect love drives away fear.
只有完全在爱里面的敬畏而已。
So God desires this fear out of complete love.
所以这是我们要防止它渗透的，连它有任何的方式可以进来啊。
So we have to guard against the infiltration because it can find its way to creep into our lives.
大家如果最近再去回去读旧约历史，有很多的故事，像另外一个历代志下二十五章，亚玛谢去打败了以东了以后，就把他们的神像带回来。
If you read the Old Testament, there are a lot of stories. For example, in Second Chronicle chapter 25, it says, Amaziah he defeated Edomites and he brought back the idol.
他不仅仅成为他自己的网罗，成为整个神家。被神管教受苦的原因。
And those idols not only become his own snares, but also become the cause of the entire nation's suffering and destruction.
我个人拜偶像，一个家的爸爸妈妈带头拜偶像，都给全家带来咒诅。
If a parent worship idol, it will bring about curse to the entire family.
年轻人也一样，如果你的父母亲家里面拜偶像，我希望你自己靠着神刚强起来。
Same to young people. If your parents are worshiping idol at home, I hope by the strength and power of God, you'll be strong.
那个像约西亚一样那么勇敢，才十几岁，他就定义寻求耶和华。
Like King Josiah, he was so strong and courageous. Only in his teens, he resolved to worship and honor God.
才二十多岁就起来开始全国全面性的除灭偶像。
In his 20s, he started.Cleansing the idol from the entire nation.
因为我们只有这样子能够讨神的喜悦。
Only through this that we can please God.
弟兄姊妹，我在说，所有的偶像一定带来对神的得罪，跟我们自己的伤害和危险。
Let me stress this again. All idolatries is our sin against God, and also cause us pain and failure.
不仅仅我们伤了神的心啊，
Not only that we hurt God's feeling, God's
我们也给仇敌一个管道进来攻击我们。
We'll also open up a channel for the enemy to come and attack us.
所以任何的偶像都要被除掉。
So we ought to remove any kind of idols.
要么借着我们自己摔碎它，要么借着神来打碎它。
Either we ourselves smash it, or God will come and smash it.
我在说，所有的偶像神都要废掉。
Let me stress it again. God will remove all idols.
若不是借着我自己在神的面前摔碎它
，Either through I smash it myself.
就像刚才的诗歌，摔碎众偶像，并欢然加冠。
Just like the song we just sang, that we will smash our idols and crown Him.
就是神早晚有一天要伸手亲自来打碎所有的偶像。
And then if we don't do it.Maybe someday God will intervene and smash and destroy our idols.
我相信落在神手里是可怕的事情。
But it's a dreadful thing if we fall into the hands of.
当我们甘心肯把偶像对付，单单来爱神，你发现那是一个何等的恩典和自由。
But if we're willingly dealing with our idols and remove them, it will bring about what a freedom.
我们再来唱302首哈，
song,
跟刚刚一样，我们唱1347这四节。
Let's sing stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 7.
第四节我们不用唱，我们请 George 帮我们小提琴独奏。
we don't have to sing stanza four.
但是我真的请求弟兄姊妹，我们不是随便唱过去，我们真的在主的面前回答这些问题。
I hope that we don't just sing them casually, but we are answering the questions.
我们也在主的面前把自己甘心的奉献在主的面前。
Once again, we want to willingly offer ourselves to God.
如果有任何的偶像神显明的，我们现在就说主，我把它交在你的手中，我摔碎在你祭坛面前。
If the Lord has already identified idols in your heart,
不让这偶像再有回头的力量。
Just respond and smash it before God. Do not let the idols come back.
也在我的家庭，在我的生活，在我的心怀意念，视为射上火尘保护我。
Lord, set a wall of fire.Around me, around my family,
不让任何偶像得到他的地位、啊、
so that no idols will have a place.
我们一起来唱啊
，Let's sing together.
一三四七。
你的灵气飞扬要回过，你的心。
我今天早上的信息有点严肃啊。
Even though the message was a little serious this morning.
但是我希望你们能够越过我的软弱和有限，能够摸着神那个全然爱我们的心。
I hope you will be able to bypass my weaknesses and limitation, but sense and feel God's complete love for us.
让我们不是因为劝勉，不是因为灰心，不是因为失望，我们而离开偶像。
So that we will not depart from idols because we're frustrated or because we're disappointed.
实在是他自己那么美丽来吸引我们。
But yet because his beauty will draw us.
也是我们欢然愿意来为他加冠，把爱来归给他。
So that we will come joyfully, offer up our love and crown him.
今天就在这个现在，你能够为神做的最大的事， 最让他快乐的事情就是废除偶像，全心来爱他。
Today at this moment, the thing that you can do to please him the most is to throw away your idols and love him completely.
所以当我们要唱第七节的时候，你自己在主面前有个祷告。
So before we sing stanza seven, let us offer
this prayer. 愿意更新你的爱，愿意真的再一次的来爱他，我们才站起来，不然你不要站起来。
Want to renew your love, that you can renew your love completely, then stand up and sing.
我们唱第七节。
And sing stanza seven.
Oh, oh, 求你来教我心意，直到你自己充满这心。
连一直拜偶像
Ephraim kept falling into idolatry.
在何西阿书结束的时候，他却说：“我与偶像还有什么关系呢？”
Yet at the end of the book of Hosea, it says, "What have we to do with idols?"
但愿那个也成为我们今天的祷告。
Hope that can also become our prayers.
虽然我们一再犯罪，伤了主的心。
Even though we kept sinning to sin against God.
今天早上我们能够对偶像说：“我与你还有什么相干呢？”
But this morning we shall say to our idols, "What do I have to do with you?"
我们都能够 turn our hearts, 我们所有的心都转向主。
That we will turn all of our hearts to God.
主，你唯有你是我所爱的。
Lord, you alone is what I love.
再一次来得着我对你的爱。
Once obtain my love for you.
我们有一些祷告好吗？有几位弟兄姊妹带领我们简短的祷告。
Let's have some prayers and some leaders to pray.
Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
And you are our priority. We want to focus on you, Jesus.
Amen.
Help us, Jesus, to follow you.
Lord, 除你以外，我们还需要谁呢？除你以外，我们还能够向谁盼望呢？主啊，你是我们最大的爱。主啊，让我们的眼光眼目只看着你。主啊，你是我们的满足，你是我们的山寨。让我们从今天开始，再次在你面前来这样敬拜，再次在你面前这样忏悔我们的过犯。求主让我们把自己的所有的爱都集中在你的身上。感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
看不见的偶像，你都来除去。
阿门。
主啊，谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
主啊，求你在真理的光中显明那隐而未现的偶像在我们里面。主啊，也帮助我们在恩典当中能够除去这些偶像。主啊，我们对你说，主啊，你就是我们唯一的神，是我们的救主。
阿门。
我们的心爱你，我们敬拜你。谢谢主。
阿门。
天父，我们感谢赞美你。主啊，我们为今天的信息，我们而感恩。主啊，你在万人中拣选了我们。主啊，这是你的恩典。主啊，我们感谢赞美你。主啊，你是千万人中的第一人。主啊，你求着你除去我们的偶像，摔碎这些偶像，让我们把眼睛单单定睛在你的身上。主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
阿门。
主啊，你接近我的心，我是和你居住，也求你保守他，使他永远属于你。
亲爱的天父，我要感谢赞美你，你是得以万的真神，又真又活的神。除你以外，我们没有别的神，只有你，只有你是我们真正的第一个神，没有别的神。所以我们都要爱你，永远都要依靠你，永远都要跟随你。我这样祷告祈求，是奉基督耶稣的名求。
阿门。是的，我与偶像还有什么关系呢
？Yes, what do I have to do anymore with idols?
主啊，今天早晨圣灵来光照我们。
This morning, may the Holy Spirit come and shine upon us.
除掉我们里面知道的、不知道的、有形的、无形的所有的偶像。
Remove from us all idols, visible, invisible, known and unknown.
主啊，让你在我们的心中真的是做宝座的主。
So that you are actually enthroned in our hearts.
不仅仅是那位居首。所谓的主，更是那独一的主。
Not only that you have the supremacy, but you are unmatched, peerless.
配得我们所有的敬拜，配得我们所有的爱。
You're worthy of all of our worship and our love.
保守我们这一生，我们自己和我们的子子孙孙都能够远离偶像。
Keep us all of our life and our children and children's children to flee from idolatry.
让我和我的家永远侍奉你，永远爱你。
So as for me and my house, we shall forever love you and serve you.
把我们这个小小的教会也交在你的手中。
Commit this church before you as well.
没有任何人事物能够来取代你这位伟大的神。
There will be no one or nothing can replace you.
让永远让主来得荣耀。
That the Lord will always be glorified here.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.